making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
I think most people have heard by now that Alex Trebek passed away over the weekend at the age of 80. Long battle with pancreatic cancer. They announced it back in March of 2019.
I mean, that's a long time to be with pancreatic
cancer. He continued working and hosting and all that.
Yeah.
He survived by his wife, Jean, and his two children, Matthew and Emily. Although Alex Trebek passed away, fans will still get to watch a new episode of Jeopardy hosted by him. The last episode was taped October 29th. And so his final episode will air on Christmas Day.
Wow.
What a nice Christmas present to everybody. What do you got over there, Mindy?
So speaking of Christmas, there is a chance for you to try out Christmas decorations. This is where technology just, you know, blows my mind. There's a John Lewis app, not associated with this late civil rights leader, but it gives consumers the chance to try out Christmas trees before they commit to buying one. It's basically a virtual reality app, lets you browse through the store's variety of trees for sale, lets you see how each you choose would look in your home. The app is currently available for iPhones running OS 13 or later.
So I think Amazon actually does this with furniture, too.
Really?
And so, like, you have the layout of your actual living room or whatever you're going to do, and it'll digitally place couches and areas of your living room to see what it would look like.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, this is an interesting story.
Oh, this is so great.
Did you hear about
it? I mean, it's not great, but...
Right.
Okay, everybody survived, by the way.
Correct. So let's just start with that. So do you hear about the heart surgeon who tripped and fell carrying a heart? The donor, thankfully, was eventually able to be successfully delivered to the right hands of the hospital, was being transplanted into the patient as planned. But check this out. It began when a helicopter transporting the donor heart crashed on the helipad at Keck Hospital in Los Angeles.
Everybody survived.
Yes. The pilot suffered minor injuries. Firefighters scrambled to get everyone safe and the organ to the doctors. But then the doctor gets the heart in a panic and trips with it. And literally, you probably could feel everyone's anxiety skyrocket.
I was watching the video for this, and you know,
there's a video.
Oh yeah, there's like rescue workers that are like working on the helicopter, and then you see somebody get like the cooler case that the heart is in, and get it out, and then they hand it off to a doctor, and then the doctor starts running with it, and just trips over whatever's on this landing pad, and then you see like the heart like fall out and start like rolling around and stuff.
Oh my god. That's like a movie scene.
I know. Somebody else picked it up and they got it into the person that needed it and everything worked out. Oh, but gosh. It was very strange.
Wow.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.